God is so good. If the Lord has been good to you, if the Lord has been good to you, I'd like for you to shout a living hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We are on this journey. The Lord started us off, and he who began a good work in us, he will be faithful to complete it. Everything God begins in our lives, he finishes. He has a plan to finish. God does not do half jobs. He doesn't do half-baked, half-finished products. He's a God who is the author and who is the finisher. He's Alpha and he's Omega. And I'm so excited as we look from where we are, and we can see almost towards the end of this journey, there are no words that are sufficient to aptly describe the joy and the excitement that I feel over all that the Lord has done and all that the Lord wants to continue to do in our lives in this season. I'm going to ask that you would get your 2015 confession. Let's take that together. We have some grounds to cover tonight. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here and he will help us. I can sense his presence mighty already. I believe that there are already things released to us in the realm of the Spirit, and that as we incline our ears and open up our hearts and our spirit, we will receive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So if you do have your confession, I'm going to ask that you take that and let's recite it together like we always do, and then get into the Word of God. 2, 3, go. 2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I am rising up, and heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome heaven, welcome Eden. I am a love child, righteousness,
righteousness,
and joy in the Holy Ghost are the new constant in my life. No more crying, no more whining. Goodbye death, disease, sorrow, illness, pain, and failure. Former things have passed away, and all things have become new. The night season is over. Daybreak is finally here. Good morning, for as surely as the earth brings forth her God, and as the garden the thing sown in it brings forth, so the Lord God the most righteousness and praise spring forth out of my life. Exceeding grace will make the difference in my destiny. Zoe life, the superabundant life of God will continually overflow in me. Life, I am free from every yoke and chain that is. This is my walk over here. Divine wisdom with me. The God kind of faith was made my due season of harvest is here. I am walking God's due order. The covenant worketh, and every precious seed I sow is returning to me speedily with multiplied income. I am walking over frustration, dysfunction, delay, miscarriage, stagnation, and abortion. Is hereby terminated. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2015 2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I am right, and heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly place. The garden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon the earth are here today. Days of laughter, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome, heaven. Welcome to them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm going to ask, beloved, that you turn back with me in your Bibles to that scripture that we have read and studied in our last three or four sessions, as we talked about beyond the Daniel fast. That is in 1 Kings, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. The book of 1 Kings and chapter 18. We have read this entire passage on the very first night that we started this particular phase of our journey. And we have read little portions of it as we've gone along, portions that were relevant. Tonight, we're going to read a portion of it that is relevant to where we are. This might actually be the last night when we take our last thing from this particular passage. So I'm just going to have us read together. Just rest your eyes on the Bible from verse 38. I want to read from actually verse 36. I'm going to read from verse 36 all the way down to the end of this chapter. Remember that in talking about beyond the Daniel fast, what the Lord has given us as a focus in this last few days and in this period in which we are is what are the things that we must commit to in order to continue to enjoy the blessings of heaven on earth, that the things that God has promised us, the words that we have received, continue to work and produce in our lives. 21 days is awesome. Praise God. Thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to have been able to seek God for 21 days in fasting and prayer. Like I said, I know some people are extending theirs, and that's wonderful. But you know what? 21 days is an awesome time to have done that. However, if we leave all the benefits within those 21 days and all the principles and all the things that we got and all the things we practice, all the spiritual exercises, if we leave them at 21 days, then that would be really sad, because then the bulk of what God would want to do in our lives may not necessarily be accessible to us. So we are focusing. What are the things we need to commit to beyond the Daniel fast? On our first night of dealing with this subject, we studied, I think our first two nights or first three nights maybe, we studied the honor of God. We said we have to commit to honor God, commit to honor God. And last night, we took our second thing and we said we need to continue to minister to God in worship. We call this repair the altar. Repair the altar and keep it alive with fire. And that gave us the opportunity to discuss worship. And I thank God for the powerful things that He did for us in last night's service. Tonight, we're going to touch on an all-important subject. I know that every night as we come, I'm almost tempted to say each session, oh, this is the most important. But obviously, they are all most important, and they are all mandatory. They are all extremely crucial in the plan and in the agenda of God for the things that He has ordained for us. Tonight, we're going to touch on this all-important subject. This is extremely important, and we're going to read from 1 Kings 18, from verse 36 all the way to the end. And this I have called, keep your heavens open. Keep your heavens open. So beyond the Daniel fast, number one, commit to honor God. Number two, repair the altar and keep it alive and keep the fire of God on it through worship. Number three, keep your heavens open. I'm going to read from verse 36 here. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Hallelujah. That's fire, fire from heaven, because heaven was open. But right on the heels of fire from heaven, we're going to read now from verse 40 all the way to the end about rain. So within a short span of time, fire came from heaven, rain came from heaven. I mean, fire and rain are as far apart as they get in what the nature of what they are, what they do, and all of that. And yet, both of them came from heaven. Hallelujah. And in verse 40, Elijah said unto them, Take the prophet of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. As somebody said many years ago, said, The clouds are gathered, but will the rain fall? That is so important. The clouds are gathered, but will the rain fall? Well, the man of God said to the king, Hey, I hear the sound of abundance of rain, so go on up and eat and drink. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up and say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down so that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Beloved, we're talking tonight about how to keep your heavens open. How to keep your heavens open. There is a very powerful scripture that describes what we just read in 1 Kings 18:36 to 46. And this is in the New Testament. This is where one of the Lord's foremost apostles, Apostle James, actually made a reference to this story that we just read. I want you to flip over there if you can. I will give you a number of scriptures. I can't read all of them tonight, but you can write them down and meditate on them later on. So I want you to flip over there to James chapter 5, and let's read from James chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. James chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. It says, Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And verse 18, he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. In the Amplified Bible, from the second part of verse 16, it says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available that is dynamic in its working. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens opened and supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. Hallelujah. I want you to also read with me Isaiah chapter 40. Notice there, it says Elijah was a man of like passion. And he prayed that there should be no rain, and there was no rain. And then he prayed again after 3.5 years that there should be rain, and rain, heaven opened, and rain came down. Let's go read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 30. We're talking about how to keep your heavens open. How to keep your heavens open beyond the Daniel fast. Because God doesn't just want to give us open heavens during 21 days of the beginning of the year. I mean, there are still over 300 days left. And God wants us to enjoy the blessings of open heaven right through the year. So how to keep your heavens open? Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 to 30. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Verse 29. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint." In the Amplified Bible, verse 31 says, "Those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings, and mount up close to God, as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, and they will not become tired." Beloved, I want you to pay attention to this statement that I am about to make. It is extremely important. We are learning tonight about how to keep your heavens open throughout the year. Listen to this statement. Faith is what makes the things that are available to God in heaven available to you on earth. Faith makes the things that are available to God in heaven, it makes them available to you on earth. So, for example, health, divine health. For example, finances. For example, healthy relationship. For example, love, joy, and peace. Everything in the Garden of Eden that is in heaven. Faith is what makes the things available to God in heaven available to you on earth. So by virtue of faith, everything in heaven can be available to you on the earth. Now, prayer, however, is what ensures their delivery. Prayer, however, is what ensures their delivery. Faith is what makes the things available to God in heaven available to you on the earth. Prayer, however, is what ensures their delivery. Prayer, listen to this carefully, very carefully. Prayer builds a spiritual ladder for the angels so they can go back and forth and they can make things happen for us on the earth in accordance with the instruction from heaven. Listen, prayer builds a spiritual ladder for the angels so they can go back and forth and make things happen for us on the earth in accordance with the instructions from heaven. Hallelujah. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about how to keep your heavens open. How to keep your heavens open. Beloved, it is important that beyond the Daniel fast, we keep mounting up on the wings of prayer. That we keep mounting up on the wings of prayer. Prayer, and sometimes with fasting, sometimes, is the one spiritual activity that keeps your heavens open. Listen to that. Prayer, in addition to things like sometimes, every once in a while, whenever you need to, whenever the Lord leads you to, in addition to things like fasting and things, is the one spiritual exercise or practice that keeps your heavens open. It is important, like Elijah, that we commit to praying our heavens down. Whether it is rain we need or whether it is fire, it is prayer that unleashes heaven upon the earth. Whether it is rain or whether it is fire or whether it is some breakthrough or whether it is wisdom, or whether it is counsel, or whether it is divine connection, or whether it is healing, or whether it is financial breakthrough, or whether it is restoration in a relationship, or whether it is discovering some opening that was not previously known to us, whatever it is, rain or fire, prayer is what unleashes heaven upon the earth. Beloved, prayer is a big deal. I want you to write down these scriptures. Because of time, I will not read them all. So I'm going to ask you, in a minute, get your pen. You're going to write down all of these scriptures and you can read them. I'll see, maybe I can read one or two of them. But I'll give you these scriptures. Keep in mind, prayer create and set up your ladder from the heaven to the earth so that God's messengers, the angels, can have easy, unbridled access to you. Listen to that again. It is prayer that creates and sets up your ladder from heaven to earth so that God's messengers, the angels, can have easy, unbridled access to you. Remember, we said earlier, prayer builds a spiritual ladder for the angels so they can go back and forth and make things happen for us on the earth in accordance with the instructions from heaven. You don't have to turn here because of time, but let me quickly read it to you. Genesis 28, 12 to 15. This is Jacob's ladder. Genesis 28, 12 to 15. And behold, 12 to 15. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. And the land whereon thy lies, to you will I give it unto your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And you will spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep you in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken unto thee of. Notice, he said there in verse 12, behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. It is prayer that creates and sets up your ladder from heaven to the earth so that the angels of God can ascend and descend upon it. Now, keep in mind, faith is what makes things available. Things that are available is what makes those things available to you. Those things that are available to God in heaven. Faith makes them available to you. So they are there. However, it is prayer that creates that unbridled access so that the angels of God can come down and go up, come down and go up and give you that which has been released for you from heaven. Beloved, prayer is a big deal. I'm also going to read to you, that's Jacob's ladder. I'm also going to read to you Nathaniel's ladder. I like it because the Lord gave us, he gave us this ladder, this spiritual ladder concept, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Praise God. The Lord said in John chapter 1, you can write it down, you don't have to open there. John chapter 1, speaking to Nathaniel from verse 49, Nathaniel answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you now believe? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Listen to it again. Prayer is what creates and set up your ladder from heaven to the earth so that the things that faith has made available, the things that are available to God that faith has made available to you, can be brought down to you by the angels in accordance with the instruction of God the Father. This is so very important. Prayer is a big deal. Now, write down these scriptures. We don't have the time to read them all, but I'll give them to you and I'll go on and share the other things I have before time is up, because we do not have a lot of time and we must be done with this tonight. Praise God. Prayer is a big deal. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 11. You remember the story? Herod arrested Peter like he had arrested James before him, put him in prison, and he was going to kill him. The church prayed ceaselessly. Prayed ceaseless. The Bible says continuous, unending prayer was offered by the church, and suddenly the angel came down. Suddenly, while Peter was in the prison, an angel came down and tapped him on the shoulder and woke him up and loosed his chains and loosed his bands and brought him out, and gates were opening of their own accord. Heaven came down to the earth. Why? The church prayed. The church set up, they created and they set up a ladder from heaven so that the angels of God could release, they could come down and release to this man of God, Peter, the things that faith had made available unto him. Luke chapter 22, verse 31, 32, 39 to 43. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, 39 to 43. Jesus, speaking unto Peter, says, you know, Satan has decided to sift you, but I prayed for you. And when you are strengthened, convert your brethren. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. And then from verse 39 to 43, we see Jesus himself praying intensely in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying with intensity, 39 to 43. And as he prayed, we know the Bible describes the mode, the way of his passion. And when he was done praying, the angels came and strengthened him, the Bible says. The angels came and strengthened him. God didn't take the cup away, but God sent his angel to release unto the master the things that had been provided in heaven for him. The cup wasn't taken away because that was the ordained plan of God for him. He needed to go to the cross for you and for me. So that particular prayer was not answered in that natural way that was expected. But the Lord answered him and sent forth his angel. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 4, 9 to 16. You see the ministry of angels in the life of the man Cornelius. Heaven opened for Cornelius through Peter. When Peter was praying, when Cornelius was praying, heaven opened. The ministry of angels working. and God releasing to them because access had been given from heaven. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. God said, I look for a man. I look for one man, just one man or one woman, who will stand in the gap and avert some of the things that should have happened on the earth. Bring heaven down. So instead of destruction, there will be construction. So instead of depression, there will be an opening. There will be an arising. There will be a mounting up. He said, but I found none. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And you see the example of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 to 33. As he stood before the Lord, and he played the role of that one man, and he interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. He interceded, and if the conditions had been fulfilled, Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction that happened there could have been averted. That man stood between heaven and earth, and he became a go-between as an agent for God to enforce the will of God upon the earth. Look at those scriptures again if you miss them. Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 11. Luke chapter 22, 31 and 32, 39 to 43. Acts chapter 10, 1 to 4, 9 to 16. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. And Genesis 18, 16 to 33. Prayer is a big deal. Prayer is inviting God and permitting Him to work in your situation. Prayer is enforcing the will of God on the earth supernaturally by serving as His go-between agent on the earth. Prayer is acting in God's stead so He can act in your stead. When you pray, you are almost acting like God upon the earth so that God can act in heaven for you. Prayer is acting in God's stead so that God can act in our stead. Prayer mobilizes heaven on man's behalf. Prayer mobilizes heaven on man's behalf. Let's take a minute and talk about prayer essentials. What are the essentials of prayer that make prayer effectual, that make it effective, that make it produce, that make it move heaven, that make it unleash, that make it create this ladder so that the angels of God can have this easy, unbridled access to bring to pass the things that our hearts seek? What are these prayer essentials? Everyone, every believer, this is not just for prayer warriors. This is not for people who think they have the ministry of intercession. This is for every believer. Anyone who wants to keep their heavens open must understand this concept and must live by them. What are the prayer essentials? Number one, prayer must be importunate. It must be importunate. What does the word importunate mean? It means repetitive, unchanging. Repetitive, unchanging. Repetitive, unchanging. Number two, prayer must be continuous. It must be continuous. That is, without season. Without season, consistent. Prayer must be continuous. It must be ongoing. Ongoing. Daily, weekly, hourly, monthly. Prayer must be ongoing, continuous. And number three, prayer must be intense, passionate, fervent, red hot, and heart-rending. Let me say that again. Intense, passionate, fervent, red hot, and heart-rending. I like what a man of God said. He said, if prayer doesn't touch your heart, it won't touch the heart of God. So a lot of these prayers we pray, where we just feel we have a sense of obligation to pray, but they are not burning hot in our heart. Those prayers don't go anywhere. What are these prayer essentials again? Number one, prayer must be importunate. That is repetitive and unchanging. Number two, prayer must be continuous. That is without season, consistent. Number three, prayer must be intense, passionate, fervent, red hot, and heart rending. Glory be to God. What is importunate prayer? Importunate prayer is repetitive prayer. It's almost like a one-line prayer. It's like a one-line prayer. Lord, avenge me of my adversary. Write this down. Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. That widow, who couldn't help herself? She had only one line to the judge. Avenge me of my adversary. One-line prayers are extremely powerful. One-line prayers are prayers where you don't have too much built around it. It is the one thing. Lord, save. Lord, save my son. Lord, deliver my son. Lord, bring my daughter home. Father, change my story. Lord, I claim financial breakthrough.
Lord, I ask for deliverance for that sister. I ask for deliverance for that my niece or that my nephew. Oh, God, intervene. Intervene in this legal situation. Lord, intervene in this. That is importunate. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. It's repetitive. It's unchanging. It is importunate. It moves God to move for you speedily. It moves God to move for you speedily. It says, how much more if the judge, the unrighteous judge, avenge that widow, how much more will God avenge his saints upon the earth who with faith pray importunate prayers, who do not faint, who do not cease, who do not get weak. Again, write down that scripture, Luke 18, 1 to 8. Importunate prayer. Lord, avenge me. Lord, change my story. Lord, bring my child home. Lord, connect me. Lord, help me see it. Lord, favor me. Lord, I pray and I believe for this job. Open the door for this job. Lord, change my financial condition. Importunate prayer. Number two, continuous prayer. Continuous prayer is consistent prayer. Prayer that is without season. The Bible says, pray without season. I believe that's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 somewhere. Pray without season. Continuous prayer is prayer that is consistent. So this ladder that prayer builds to the heaven, you don't want to build two steps of the ladder and then the ladder collapses and then you come back 3 days later and you start building from ground zero again, the ladder collapses. It will never happen. Your miracle will never come to pass. But when it is consistent, continuous, one step is built today. Tomorrow you are back again, building the next step. The next day you are back again, building the next step. The next day you are back again, building the next step. The next day you are back again, building. Before you know it, the ladder reaches to heaven. And heaven was already waiting to deliver to you what you were praying for. Then it becomes released. This is not stop and start prayer. It's not hiccup prayer. Hiccup, you start today, fervent. You do for 21 days, you are excited. Then for the next 1 week, God doesn't hear from you. Heaven doesn't know your address. Then you come back after 1 month when the enemy puts on fire under you. Now you are fervent again. Now you are fervent. That kind of prayer will not build anything. But the prayer that builds your ladder, set it up all the way to heaven, and brings the angels down for you, continuous, consistent prayer. It keeps the activities in the spirit realm working in your favor until answers are delivered. It keeps the activities in the spirit realm working in your favor until answers are delivered. Remember in Daniel chapter 10, 12 to 14, you can write that down. We can read these scriptures. There's no time. Daniel chapter 10, 12 to 14. The angel came to him finally after Daniel had been praying for 21 days. The angel said, hey, Daniel, from the day you set yourself to seek the Lord, God sent me. He sent me and I was released from heaven. However, there were wars and battles in the heavenlies. But because you kept praying, that ladder kept going up. Strength kept coming. And finally, we found access. And it says, now I am here for your word. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. It keeps the activities, continuous prayer, keeps the activities in the spirit realm working in your behalf, working in your favor until answers are delivered. Then it guarantees your unbroken connection to the throne room in heaven. See that ladder? It guarantees your unbroken connection. We're talking continuous, consistent, daily, sometimes hourly, sometimes weekly, daily prayer that is consistent. That is, that prayer you pray every day. You have your time. You don't pray one day, Monday, 1 week, and then the next time heaven hears from you is Wednesday of the following. Why? You are too busy. You have to leave home very early. You didn't have the time to pray. And then you have to go to bed tired. You couldn't pray. My brother, my sister, that's not how to keep your heavens open. Prayer must be continuous, consistent. It guarantees your unbroken connection to the throne room in heaven. Revelation chapter 5 verse 8, Revelation 8, 3 and 4. Those scriptures talk about the prayer, the incense, the aroma, the odor that rises through prayer. before God. How it makes God perceive this nice odor, and God moves for you. It guarantees your unbroken connection to the throne room in heaven. Finally, number three, intense, fervent, passionate, red-hot, heart-rending prayer. Either of those words you use is good enough. You want to use intense? That's good. You want to use fervent? That's good. You want to use passionate? That's great. You want to use red-hot? That's cool. You want to use heart-rending? All of them are good. That prayer touches the very heart of God, and it puts God's focus on you. It touches the heart of God so much that God can't look away from you. It touches God's heart so much that God's focus, his light, his attention is now on you. You remember that man, blind Bartimaeus, in Mark chapter 10, 40-52. Thou, Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. And he was crying from the heart. And everybody said, keep quiet. And he would not keep quiet. He was crying from that. Suddenly, Jesus saw and said, hey, call him. It puts God's focus on you. You remember Ezekiah? 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 7. God sent a message. Say, your time is up. You are done. It's time to go. Put your house in order. Ezekiah faced the wall. Started crying, weeping, pounding on the wall. Say, God, remember me. I've been a righteous man. God, I serve your purpose on the earth. God, I've done your will. Before long, God sent Isaiah, prophet Isaiah. He said, go back. Before Isaiah left the court, before he walked out of the house of the man, he said, go back and tell him, I've given him 15 more years. Fervent, intense. This is one of the most powerful things about prayer. This is why many people struggle with prayers, because the prayer does not even touch their heart. They are not passionate enough about it. A prayer you pray when you fall asleep, you are not passionate about it. A prayer you pray while you are praying and you are planning your work schedule, or you are planning how you are cooking, or you are praying but you are going back and forth between the oven and the stove, but you are praying. That one is going nowhere. It's just lost. That's like our brother Hagin says many times. That's lost motion. Lost motion. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. Intense, fervent, passionate, red-hot prayer. Finally, write down Ephesians 6:18. Keep on praying. Keep on praying at all times in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and supplications. Intercede when it's time to intercede. Supplicate when it's time to supplicate. Keep on praying. Keep the fire of God. Keep it on that altar in prayer. Keep your heavens open. And as you do, you will find that ladder, step after step after step after step, angels coming down quickly, quickly, quickly. And even sometimes when there's a delay in the heavenly, those delays don't stop them. The angels keep coming down. They bring down what is yours. They take up what is yours. They bring down what is yours. They take up what is yours. That will be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. I encourage you, brethren, keep your heavens open by consistent, importunate, continuous, intense, fervent prayer. And as you do so, the Lord will honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. Thank you for being a part of our service tonight. Thank you for being a part. Thank God so much for the power in His Word tonight regarding prayer. I see many people's prayer lives changing. I see many people coming out of a slumbering prayer life and taking on fervency in the place of prayer. I see many people who have been dull, who have had a dull edge in prayer. I see them mounting up with wings on the wings of prayer, mounting up and having their heavens open upon. I see many people who have been discouraged because prayers have not been answered previously. I see them coming back. And not just doing it for a day or two, a week or two, but consistently, consistently present. And as you do that, God will honor you and heaven will be open over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Remember, tomorrow we come back at the very same time, 9:00. I call you best of the Lord. Let's share the grace tonight and close.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And surely
goodness
and mercy
shall follow us
all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever.
Amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.